Kierkegaard, Soren Kierkegaard, is a Christian theologian who would talk about the Christian faith through parables. So here's one of his stories. Imagine, if you will, a few doves. Three doves, to be exact. Doves, D-O-V-E-S. Doves. So, first, there was a wild stock dove who became acquainted with two tame doves that were sitting upon the ridge of a farmer's barn. The wild dove announced to his new acquaintances, "So far, I have had my living. I let each day take care of its own worry, and in that way, I get through the world." The tame doves immediately expressed their superiority, insisting that they not only made provision for today, but they planned for their future security. They reported that the farmer always provided far more than they needed today. Because of the farmer's granary, they did not live without constant uncertainty. To the surprise of the wild dove, the tame doves were able to accumulate for the future. They never suffered from lack of food. These tame doves, however, had begun to think all the time about the future. They constantly calculated their anticipated needs. The wild dove had never previously entertained such thoughts. The tame doves, however, had no peace of mind. Their obsession with the future prompted an ever-present anxiety. Concern about the future eventually began to infiltrate the mind of this wild stock dove. His feathers began to lose its sheen. Even his flight became devoid of ease. Each day, this pitiful creature found plenty of food, but for the first time, plenty wasn't enough. Because of the fear of future scarcity, the stock dove, the wild dove, denied himself the joys of the present moment. He consequently went hungry. In his fear and his anxiety about survival in the natural world, he made his home in the barn with the tame doves. When the farmer discovered this strange bird in his barn, he trapped it in a box and made a meal for himself, leading to his demise. Sometimes our FOMO, our fear of missing out, can lead us down a difficult path, making it harder to live the life we seek and the rapidity of a life in which we only have one of. The fear of missing out on something or someone more interesting, more exciting, something better than we currently have, creeps into all of our lives at different points. It's not something that's new to the 21st century. We just experience it differently. Dan Ariely, author of Predictably Irrational, a psychology professor at Duke University, writes this. When we scroll through pictures and status updates, talking about Facebook, when we scroll through these, the worry that tugs at the corner of our minds is set off by the fear of regret. He says we become afraid that we've made the wrong decision about how we chose to spend our time. Streaming social media has an immediacy that's a very different form than a conversation over lunch a week or two later. It used to be that when you would see your friends a week or two or a month down the road and you would catch up with how things would been, how things had gone, you weren't all that upset about missing an event. But when you see it immediately, something changes. It's like a near miss in real life, he writes. When would you be more upset, after missing your flight by 2 minutes or by 2 hours? He says most people would be more upset by missing it by 2 minutes. You could imagine how things could have been different, and that really motivates us to behave in strange ways. Kevin Systrom, CEO of Instagram, a photo app on the phone, says we aren't used to seeing the world as it happens, and humans can only process so much data. So in many ways, if we don't know what's happening, we can be blissful in our ignorance, but we are losing that ignorance. So, what does it mean, then, to take on this fear of missing out, and what do we do with it? Many psychologists and psychotherapists understand that we want to be recognized, and that's a real component of people coming to religious community. Many of us come here, especially out of other religious traditions, understanding that we want to be seen for who we are. Theologically, socially, whatever the case, we want to be understood, to understand that our lives matter, that what we have gone through is important. So, we don't want to pretend that our lives, whatever it is that we have missed out on, is better than what we have gone through. Part of why it's important to share, whether it's through joys and sorrows, through small group conversations, through other ministries, pastoral care, and otherwise, is that then we lose that fear of missing out because we understand we are living our lives fully. The truth is, in some ways, we miss out. We can only live so much of our lives. The fear part makes us wrestle with whatever it is we are going through. And as you can imagine, sometimes missing out is a good thing and sometimes it's a bad thing. In each and every moment we go through, there are people having a great time. Right now, there are people partying it up somewhere, loving every minute, never having to work or concern themselves with bills or jobs or health care, family, friend difficulties. Like many others, many of you maybe, I fear that I'm missing out on that option. I have a FOMO of that. The next option, the next situation, I'd rather miss out. I want to create a new acronym, ARMO. Because in each and every moment, there's someone right now who's being hurt by someone they love or by a stranger. They're having to experience physical pain or financial uncertainty, and they're wanting to find a way out of the pain they're in. So the truth is we're missing out. We only have this life that we're in right now to control. So how do we make the most of it? We make the most of it by being present. Michael Coast writes, "We are stuck between the past and the future. The past is no longer in our hands. Neither is the future, since it doesn't exist yet. The only time we have to control is the present." It's not heavy to bear, and it's livable by all on one condition, that we let the past go and not be impatient for the future. The present moment passes quickly. Before you know it, it's in the past, while another present takes its place, as light and narrow and fleeting as the preceding one. We can long for, we can fear, wish, feel angst about the fact that our lives aren't going the way that we wish, but they're going. So we have to take hold of what we have. It's true, some of us may live on. Whatever our beliefs about the afterlife, whether it's rebirth, reincarnation, or heaven, we only live once in this life, in this form. So the question is, how do we take and make the most of it? We recognize that there are billions of years that have passed that we will never live. The sun has outlived us all. Billions of years of the future that we will never know, that the sun will get to know. In many ways, we are just the firefly. Just living for a tiny moment, shining a little light on a summer night. And yet, because we are alive, because we are here with one another, we have this amazing, wonderful, beautiful, mysterious life. So with the one life we have, how will we spend our days? When your days are nearing their end, what will you fear you've missed out on? The only way to escape that fear of missing out, the ultimate fear, and the ultimate truth that after our passing, we will miss out on a lot, the only way to escape it is by courageously choosing to live life fully and completely, by sucking the marrow out of life and leaving nothing undone. For the truth is that you and I only live once. And so we learn to love, to reach out, and to live.